This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What patient hearing actually looks like in real time: body language, silence, and response. See patient hearing in action before you try to practice it yourself. In short, patient hearing is visible before it is audible. Your body, your silence, and the shape of your first response all tell the speaker whether you are genuinely present or waiting for your turn to talk. The body signals commitment, stillness, forward lean, and broken eye contact. Silence is not absence, it is the space where the speaker finishes their real thought. The first response after silence either confirms or destroys what the body promised. Definition: patient hearing is the practice of receiving what another person says without interrupting, redirecting, or preparing a counter-response while they are still speaking. It requires sustained physical presence, tolerance of silence, and a first response that reflects what was actually said before offering anything new. I remember the first time I watched someone truly practice patient hearing in a room full of tension. It was not a therapist or a trained mediator. It was a site foreman in his 50s, listening to a young engineer who was close to tears and barely coherent. The foreman did not move. He did not nod rapidly or say mm every 3 seconds. He just stayed there, completely still, until the engineer ran out of words. Then he waited another few beats before he spoke. I had read about patient hearing before that day. Watching it was different entirely. These 5 patient hearing examples will show you what it actually looks like in real time, so that when you see it or fail to use it yourself, you will recognize exactly what is happening. What to watch for before you read the scenarios. Most people read examples and track the outcome. Did it go well or badly? That is the wrong lens here. What you want to watch is the behavior in the moment, not the resolution. Watch the body first. Where are the listener's hands? Are they still or restless? Is the listener leaning in or sitting back? These are not incidental details. They're the primary signals the speaker receives about whether they are safe to continue. Watch the silence. Notice who fills it, how quickly, and with what. Patient hearing lives or dies in the silences between sentences. Watch the first response, not the second or third. The very first thing the listener says after the speaker stops will tell you whether the listener was truly present or had already moved on. 5 scenarios that show patient hearing in action. A project manager and a team member who would not let it go. A project manager is reviewing a completed phase of work with one of her team members. The team member, a man who has been on the team for 3 years, keeps returning to a decision made 6 weeks ago that he disagreed with. The conversation has been had before. The manager knows the facts. She has explained the reasoning twice. This time, she makes a choice. She puts her pen down. She turns her chair slightly toward him. She does not cross her arms. She looks at him and says, "Tell me again what bothers you about it." He talks for 4 minutes. She does not redirect him, does not reference the previous conversations, does not point at the timeline on the wall behind her. When he finishes, she waits. Then she says, "So the part that still feels wrong to you is that you were not told before the decision was made, not the decision itself." He blinks. "Yes, that is exactly it." This is what patient hearing reveals, that simply listening does not. The original concern, the real one, was about exclusion, not about the decision's merit. She had been solving the wrong problem for 6 weeks because she had been responding to his words, not his meaning. Slowing down long enough to hear the whole thing, rather than the familiar surface of it, changed everything. A new hire and a senior colleague during a difficult feedback session. A senior colleague is delivering corrective feedback to a new hire who made a significant error in a client-facing document. The senior colleague has a clear script in his head. He wants to get through it efficiently. Midway through his explanation, the new hire says, "I thought I was following the template you sent." Here is where patient hearing either holds or breaks. The senior colleague feels the pull to defend himself. He knows he sent a clear template, but instead of reaching for that defense, he stops. He makes eye contact. He says nothing for 3 full seconds. Then, "Say more about that." The new hire explains that she had received 2 different templates in the same week from different people. She had used the wrong one. She had not known it was wrong. The senior colleague had been on the verge of a correction that was, in part, a failure of the team's own process. Patient hearing did not make him wrong. It made him more accurate. The silence was the mechanism it prevented him from locking in a response before he had the full picture. A leader whose body said he was not listening. A team of six is in a debrief after a difficult quarter. The leader has asked people to share their experience of the last 3 months. He genuinely wants the feedback, but he is sitting with his arms crossed and his chair pushed back 8 inches from the table. His eyes are on the person speaking, but every 10 seconds he glances at the note in front of him. When people pause, he fills the silence immediately. Right, yes, okay, and moves to the next person. Two people say things worth exploring further. He does not explore them. He acknowledges them and moves on. By the third contributor, the answers have shortened to 3 or 4 sentences. By the fifth, one person says only, I think the others have covered it. This is a patient hearing failure with a clear and measurable cost. Not a dramatic breakdown, just a slow, quiet closing of doors. The leader's body told the room he was processing information, not receiving people. The rapid acknowledgement told them he was managing the conversation, not participating in it. When people feel heard for only 5 seconds before the listener moves on, they do not offer what they actually think. They offer what will take 5 seconds to say. For more on what this kind of failure costs in a team context, see how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy. A long-standing employee and a difficult message. A department head needs to tell a long-standing employee that her role is being restructured and her responsibilities reduced. The employee has given 15 years to this organization. The news is going to hurt. The department head sits down. He has prepared what he wants to say. He delivers it clearly and compassionately. Then the employee goes quiet for almost 30 seconds. This is the test. He does not fill it. He does not say, I know this is a lot or take your time. He sits with the silence and looks at her steadily. He lets the 30 seconds exist. When she speaks, she does not say what you expected. She does not express anger. She says, I just wish someone had talked to me before this was decided. I might have had ideas. He could not undo the decision. But he could hear this. He said, you are right. That should have happened. No defense. No explanation of the process. Just an acknowledgement of what she had said. She nodded slowly. The conversation that followed was one of the more honest and useful ones either of them had ever had in that building. Silence, in patient hearing, is not a void. It is a container. It holds the space where a person finds the real response, often the one beneath the first response they would have given if rushed. You can read more about creating the conditions for that kind of honesty in What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy. A peer conflict that almost resolved itself. Two colleagues have a genuine disagreement about the direction of a shared project. Neither is wrong, exactly, but they have been talking past each other in 3 meetings. A facilitator suggests they each speak for 5 minutes, without interruption, while the other listens. The first colleague speaks. The second listens. Her hands are folded in her lap. Her face is neutral, not blank but composed, and she makes eye contact without staring. When the first colleague finishes, she does not begin immediately. She looks at the table for a moment. Then she says, what I hear you saying is that you are worried the approach will work technically, but lose the client's trust in the process. He stares at her. Yes, exactly that. She had not agreed with him yet. She had not changed her position. She had simply demonstrated, through her body and her silence, and the precision of her reflection, that she had received what he said. The disagreement did not disappear, but it shifted from a contest into a problem. They were now both examining together. That shift is what patient hearing makes possible. On how this kind of attentiveness strengthens peer relationships more broadly, see peer-to-peer feedback strengthening team bonds. The pattern beneath these scenarios. Read back across those 5 situations, and 3 things recur consistently. Patient hearing is physical before it is verbal. In every scenario where it worked, the body committed first stillness, orientation toward the speaker, hands at rest. The voice followed the body's lead. Where it failed, as with the leader in the debrief, the body undermined the words before they were spoken. The silence is active, not passive. In each successful example, the listener held the space after the speaker finished rather than filling it immediately. That held space is where the speaker either finds their real thought or confirms the one they voiced. Cutting it short is the most common way patient hearing collapses mid-conversation. The first response reflects before it redirects. Every working example ends with a listener whose first words demonstrate that they received the message. Not agreement. Not validation as a soft social gesture. Simple, accurate reflection. What I hear you saying is, I saw the part that bothers you is that one move, more than any other, signals to the speaker that the conversation is genuine. It is also the move that surfaces what was really meant, which is often not what was first said. For those in positions where hearing difficult messages is part of the role, the art of receiving feedback gracefully extends this thinking directly. What these scenarios ask of you. You can use these patient hearing examples as a kind of diagnostic. Think about the last difficult conversation you were in. Where were your hands? Did you feel the silence? What was your first response after the other person stopped speaking? Most of us, if we are honest, will find at least one moment in that recent memory where the body moved away, the silence got cut, or the first words out of our mouths were already a reply rather than a reflection. That is not a character flaw. It is a reflex, and it is one that years of meeting culture and productivity pressure have made almost automatic. The practical work is not complicated. Before your next difficult conversation, settle your body before you speak. When the other person finishes, count 2 full seconds before you respond. Make your first sentence a reflection, not a rebuttal. Try this in one conversation this week. Nothing more. Notice what happens to the room. How to ensure every participant gets heard gives you broader framework for building this into how groups meet together. If you lead others, the stakes are higher still. How leaders can model effective feedback behavior addresses what your behavior teaches the people around you, whether you intend to teach them anything or not. And how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy shows what becomes possible when patient hearing becomes a shared norm rather than an individual skill. Here is the truth of it. Patient hearing is not a technique you perform. It is a choice you make in the body and in the silence before the words arrive. The patient hearing examples in this article all show the same thing at their core. The people who heard well were the people who decided in that moment that what the other person was saying mattered more than what they were about to say next. That decision is available to you in every conversation you will have today. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are some patient hearing examples in the workplace? Patient hearing in the workplace looks like a manager who stays completely still while a frustrated employee finishes speaking, then pauses before responding. It involves sustained eye contact, no interruptions, and a first response that reflects what was said rather than what the listener wants to say. How does body language show patient hearing in real time? Patient hearing shows in the body before it shows in words. A person practicing it leans slightly forward, keeps their hand still, maintains steady eye contact, and does not shift or glance away when the speaker pauses. The body communicates that the listener is fully present. I will not rush. Why is silence important in patient hearing? Silence gives the speaker room to finish their full thought without being redirected. Most people feel silence out of discomfort, which cuts off what the speaker was about to say. Holding silence after someone finishes speaking is one of the clearest signals that you're practicing genuine patient hearing. What does patient hearing look like when it fails? When patient hearing fails, the listener begins forming a reply before the speaker finishes. The body turns slightly away, eye contact breaks, and the first response addresses only the surface statement rather than the underlying concern. The speaker notices this within seconds and typically stops sharing. Can patient hearing work with genuinely difficult people? Yes, and it is most valuable there. Difficult people are often difficult because they feel chronically unheard. Patient hearing does not mean agreeing with them. It means giving them the experience of being fully received before you respond, which reduces defensiveness and opens the door to productive exchange. How long does it take to become skilled at patient hearing? Most people can see a meaningful improvement in their patient hearing within a few weeks of deliberate practice. The hardest part is not the technique. It is the self-discipline to stay physically still and mentally present when the conversation becomes uncomfortable or the speaker takes a long time to arrive at the point. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.